Chapter 2. Moore Park. The van was a disaster. The jacks kept malfunctioning despite repeated repairs. It seemed that as soon as we got one problem fixed, another cropped up. My dad came out several times, driving down the freeway from Gilbert to work on the engine. I'd call him from blighted urban areas of Phoenix, or outside shelters or Tempe, and somehow he'd find us, tooling up in his little truck with his green army bag on the seat next to him. For as long as I could remember, he'd used that same oil-stained army bag to hold his tools. Soon he would be under the hood, grease smeared up his brawny forearms, a cap perched on his fluffy silver hair. The homeless kids adored my dad. They called him Gramps. But my dad couldn't help with the biggest problem, which turned out to be the generator. It simply couldn't produce enough power to run all the medical equipment and refrigerators and keep the air conditioning running, too. I would be right in the middle of a busy day, up to my armpits in kids, and the generator would conk out. With a hiss, the air conditioning would die. Without air conditioning, the heat inside the van climbed to more than 100 within minutes, and all our refrigerated supplies were at risk. One day, soon after meeting Mary, I was complaining about my general predicament to one of my best friends, Ron Couturier. His father was a member of a charity group called the Jaycees. Ron's dad and friends had formed a group of older men who called themselves the Old-Timers. "Why don't we ask my dad's group for help?" Ron suggested. I really didn't want to impose on people, but Ron insisted, and so the following night I found myself knocking on the door of his house for one of the Old-Timers' meetings. I dressed up in a suit and a tie, my unruly hair brushed back. When I walked in, all conversation stopped. Sitting in a circle in the living room was a bunch of old cowboys, dressed in worn jeans and dusty boots. After a few friendly laughs and jokes about my attire, I stammered into my speech. I stood in the living room and talked about how we were trying to help homeless kids with medical care, but the problems we were having with our generator were making it hard. The longer I went on, the more I felt my cheeks color. I was overly conscious of my stutter and tried to choose my words with care, so the dreaded wouldn't start. I wasn't sure where I was supposed to be looking either, so I looked...